Somalia's resident terror group, Al-Shabaab, is still a lone wolf as far as ISIS is concerned. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So is that a good or a bad thing? When it comes to women's issues, Transworld Radio is all over those and the issues of human dignity. But first, everybody knows that ISIS will stop at nothing in order to rule the world. In fact, they're trying to recruit members of Somalia's Al-Shabaab terror group. Considering these two factions share the same ideas and methods, it actually makes sense. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says Al-Shabaab actually belongs to Al-Qaeda. However,
last year there was a faction of Al-Shabaab, or the leader of a faction within Al-Shabaab, that did pledge allegiance to ISIS.
And that ended quickly when Al-Shabaab hunted down its own rogue members. Then Al-Shabaab stepped up its game with more attacks on churches, border towns, and military outposts.
Voice of the Martyrs is actively partnering with churches in Kenya to respond to these events with medical care for those who are injured, but also to respond spiritually.
And what do Somalia's believers want? They are asking for prayer.
We want to pray for Al-Shabaab fighters to have dreams and visions of Jesus Christ. We want to pray that somehow they will encounter a Christian who can plant the seeds of the gospel.
Another headline that's garnering attention is the Zika virus outbreak. Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency, as has the state of Florida. Since one of the ways the virus is transmitted is by mosquito, ministries like Compassion International are in full prevention response. They work in 10 of the countries with reported cases. Now, so far, none of the cases involving Compassion children or staff have been severe. Compassion is committed to developing minds, bodies, and spirits in Jesus' name. So would you be praying with them? You're listening to Mission Network News. In the midst of the refugee crisis, Kenya wouldn't seem like a hotspot, but it actually is. The Huffington Post recently reported that Dadaab, Kenya, is home to the world's largest refugee camp. However, Buckner International isn't letting Kenyans slip through the cracks. So this spring and summer, Buckner is leading trips to Kenya to serve vulnerable children and families by sharing Christ's love. And Buckner wants you to join them. Keep listening to learn more. This next story involves the college Greek system. The question is, can you be Greek and Christian? I mean, would Jesus go Greek? Is God real? College students are encouraged to ask these and other tough questions at the upcoming Greek InterVarsity Conference. We talked to Brant Borum from Greek InterVarsity about the goals and what students can get out of the weekend events.
What we really do at Greek Conference is investigate to the intersection of Greek life and faith. One student in particular said how she had been afraid to speak the name of Jesus in her sorority prior to the weekend, and that she felt like she was walking away feeling equipped and encouraged to be able to share the good news in her sorority after the conference.
A Greek conference for the Western U.S. was held last month in Los Angeles. There's still time to register for the conference beginning February 12th in Indiana or February 21st in South Carolina. Get the details on the conferences at missionnews.org. And InterVarsity isn't alone in impacting others for Christ. Transworld Radio has been working to transform women's lives worldwide through its ministry, Project Hannah. Peggy Banks is with Transworld Radio.
Project Hannah is a ministry of Transworld Radio, TWR, and what we do is we provide programming through media that offers compassion and encouragement and hope to suffering women worldwide. And we do that through prayer, we do that through awareness and education, and then different radio programming.
But now, Project Hannah is going through a little transformation of its own.
I am going to be succeeding the founder as the global ministry director for Project Hannah.
However, Project Hannah's founder, Marley Speaker, will be working with Banks as her mentor for the next year. So if you would, pray that this transition would be smooth. Find out more about Project Hannah and the other stories you've heard today by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So what does it mean to be a child of God? How does that impact everyday life? Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet Who I Am in Christ as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.